The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
And welcome back. Final hour. Pat Bradley joining us. We'll preview the Kentucky-Providence game tonight and all the games tomorrow. And there are many. More phone calls before we do that. Legend is next.
What's up, my black hat brother?
Legend.
East Coast, baby. Hey, Paul and Ron just called me, wanted a tax tip. Why did you slap the peanut butter out of me, Paul? You've been wanting to slap somebody all week. Why did you slap me when I made that crazy statement the other day about the SEC? What's wrong with me? I'm losing it.
Well, maybe you meant the Sweet 16.
Yeah, I did. I really did, because Duke will beat the hell out of them. And, that's all I got to say about that. But I apologize to Tennessee. I lost two bills on Tennessee. What was I thinking? I mean, Louisiana. I don't even know who the hell he was playing.
You thought Billy Napier was still there.
Yeah, I'm down 500 this week. My bookie's smiling, man. The bookie's smiling. I should have known better to mess with the SEC. Why didn't you slap me, Paul? You've been wanting to slap somebody all week. Why didn't you slap me?
Well, after the encounter with the former guy earlier, I felt like I couldn't beat down anybody else.
Let me tell you what Legend 316 says. Only God can judge me, baby. Woo! That's right. That's what Legend 316 says. Only God can judge me. And that old ass geezer ain't God. I can promise you that. I heard old AJ talking trash. You know, God messed up a good butthole when he gave him teeth. Hey, Jay, I'll slap the peanut butter out of you. Keep my name out of your mouth, dude. Hee, 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 ha, ha. You sound like the damn donkey on Hee-Haw, dude. What's for supper, Grandpa? What's for supper? Woo! I tell you how bad it's got. Daddy Sheridan called me last night and told me he flunked me out of betting school. He said, I love you, Legend, but I can't have you associated with my name no more. I got clients calling and canceling on me because you making bets on the radio. I said, I know, man. I'll have to take out a loan or something. Hey, Paul, did you go dig a hole in the ground and bury your money, get it out of the bank?
I moved it all today to crypto.
Yep, I went and buried it. I went and dug me a hole and buried my life savings, $537.52.
Legend, you will have a good weekend. I can just feel it.
I know it. I got two bills on Providence tonight. I'm counting on Kentucky to prove me true. At least one game, anyway. One game. Woo! But I tell you what, that South Region looking good for Alabama.
Oh, man. After tomorrow, they just ought to send Alabama to Houston. Just say, regional. There's nobody there worth playing.
There's nobody there worth playing. Nobody there, man. I'm loving it. I had a dream that the Orioles would win a championship and my Alabama basketball team would win a championship while I pass this world. I might get to see both of them before it comes true. Hey, Paul, I heard J.K. talking yesterday about you ought to pay him an NIL deal. Man, him and Jerome need to get off that right there, man. I've been saying for years I need to be sending you a check. I was in a board meeting this morning at work. They invited me to the board meeting. There's about 15 folks in there, and everybody stood up and introduced themselves. And one guy had a PhD and a HD from Alabama and all this stuff. One guy was from Yale. When he got to me, I stood up and said, I'm the three-time Paul Feinbaum National Champion. And everybody just froze when I said that. That one guy said, oh, you the legend, ain't you? I said, yeah, but everybody started cheering. I said, that Paul Feinbaum name holds some clout, baby. I ought to be sending you checks. Folks talk about NIL deals. I ought to be sending you checks, man. man, I've got so much stuff because of the legend and Paul Farber. I can't even tell you how blessed I've been by even being associated with you. Hey, Paul, these callers got any idea how much this airtime costs? They talk about NIL deals. They got any idea how much airtime costs? No, they don't, Paul. They ain't never had a radio show like me or a TV show like me. I know it's hundreds of dollars every time, every minute, baby. It's hundreds of dollars being paid. NIL deal, my ass. You ain't worth an NIL deal, JK. And Paul, if I get off here, next time you got permission, next time I say something stupid, just pimp slap the hell out of the legend. You my underball. Just pimp slap the peanut butter out of me, Paul. Just pimp slap it. Whoa! Yeah, yeah. I'll take another. I'll have another. Just pimp slap the hell out of me, brother, because it's clear I ain't right. Elvis has left the building.
Legend. He said all the SEC teams other than Alabama would lose in the first round. That's what that was about. Let's check in with George up next. Good afternoon, George. Welcome to our show.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
I believe in the past, you had, a couple of weeks ago, you mentioned that Dabo had his run and he was old news. But I'll tell you what, I'll make a prediction. I won't live to see it. Dabo will have more national championships than any other coach that's ever lived before he's through. Thank you.
Yeah, I hope you do live because I'd like to collect on that bet. Woo. Bill is up next in Georgia. Hello, Bill.
Hey, hey, Paul. Paul, about 20 years ago, maybe longer than, well, it's probably longer than that, I was listening to an interview, and I can't remember if it was Joe Namath or Kenny Stabler, but they asked him what was the greatest thing that they remembered about Bear Bryant. And one of them said, they said they were playing Notre Dame, and somebody asked him, was he scared of Notre Dame? And he says, no, I'm not scared of Notre Dame at all. He says, what I'm scared of is there's 25,000 nuns that's going to be sitting up there. I always thought that was
That's hilarious. No, I've never heard that one before. Yeah, Brian played Notre Dame, let me think, twice, I think, 73 and 74. I don't think he played them any I don't think he played them any other time. Lost both games.
But anyway, I can't remember whichever one it was, but yeah. He said that was one of the best stories they ever heard of him. Anyway, thank you, Paul.
Thank you very much. That is a great story. I appreciate it. Let's check out Dale in Colorado. Hello, Dale. You're on the air.
Hey, Paul. How are you doing today?
We are doing great. Thank you.
I think you need to be careful about getting on a boat with Larry. You might be on the second board of the Titanic.
Yeah, here's the problem with Larry. And I mean, he's going to get in one of those bass boats, pontoons. I'm afraid Larry would stand up, fall over, and I mean, the only good news is that I used to be a swimmer, but the bad news is I'd have to try to get Larry. I'd have to bring Larry along, and that would sink us both.
Right. His famous last words is, "Hey, watch this. Hold my beer."
I mean, you always have to make that decision. Is it worth dying for Larry? And that would be a moment of truth for me because there's no way I could save him.
I know, right, Paul? Hey, so really, I got a quick question, and I don't know how much truth is into this or whatever. I was just scrolling through YouTube today and see the video.
Sure.
Have you heard anything about any kind of NCAA investigation into Georgia about a recruiting violation?
Dale, someone brought that up earlier, and the answer is still no. I'm not saying that there isn't something out there on YouTube or somewhere else. I'm saying I've never heard it before. And by the way, I mean, it could be that it's entirely possible Georgia has turned themselves in on some alleged violation. I have no idea. But in terms of anything serious on that, I have not heard a word.
Well, I mean, I just think, you know, I mean, I think, I mean, in my opinion, I'm a Georgia fan, man. I love Kirby. I love the Dogs, no matter what. I just think it's a little bit of jealousy, man.
I just don't. I just really don't. I just really don't think there's anything to it. But
well, I appreciate it, Paul. Thank you for that. And I don't think there's anything to it either. And go Dawgs. Legend, I'm getting my pimp hand warmed up for you, brother.
AJ wanted to respond to Legend pimp slapping him.
What's going on, my black cat brother? You know what the worst thing about AJ from Pell City calling in early is, Paul? Is I got time to call back and respond to the legend himself. Legend, let me tell you something. You know what? The story on Legend is his daddy picked him up one day when he was about 2 months old and shook him upside down, Paul, and said, "You're going to be an Alabama loser the rest of your life." And, "No, son, I didn't go to college there. I didn't go to college there. 90% of the fan base ain't never been to college there. But we the Roll Tide champion. That's all we are, the Roll Tide champion." Legend, let me explain something to you. Your laugh is going to crash your plane. Now, let me explain something else to you. You're the worst caller that's ever called the Feinbaum Show, by far. Worst caller ever. Danny Sheridan said, "You're a liability. You ain't an asset. We got to get him off the gambling. We got to get him off the gambling phone."
This guy just called Legend the worst caller ever. Where's the joke in that? We'll take a short break. Pat Bradley will join us in a minute to talk about tonight and tomorrow in the NCAA basketball tournament.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be. Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free. No insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/paul. That's hims.com/paul for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
On St. Patrick's Day, we put out a tweet earlier about your favorite Patrick. A couple of answers coming in here. Mahomes?
Not bad.
Swayze?
Always.
Patrick Young, even though it's spelled a little bit differently, but still Patrick. Do we have any for...
No, nobody pays attention.
Pat Bradley. I mean, obviously, you dressed the part.
Right, well, I tell everybody, Patrick was a saint.
Yeah.
I ain't. So maybe that's the reason why I didn't get any votes. But my favorite of all time is the great orator and statesman, Patrick Henry.
Sure.
Give me liberty or give me death. The motto of the state of New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Right now. So he's my all-time favorite. Got to be, right?
He's a good Patrick. I want to start with go back to your playing day. Because we have two of the most important players in the tournament. Sasser for Houston, Brandon Miller, Alabama. Both variations of a groin injury. And they both played yesterday, and they both didn't finish the game.
Yeah.
Tell us about that injury.
Coincidentally, I had a groin injury that lasted about two seasons because I never properly allowed it to heal. It to properly allow that muscle to heal, and it's connected to everything. Because when you get down on defense, there's so much stress on that, the hip area and the core area. It's just connected to everything, and which resulted in the end of my playing career, actually, because there was so much damage being done because the muscle was just so strained with the tendons down there. So it's at least 2 weeks, really, if you want to try and get back to somewhat normal. The one thing is Brandon Miller was on a minutes restriction. So he didn't look as explosive as he normally did. However, with Marcus Sasser in Houston, he was taken out of the game. They had treatment going on. So just what it appears to be, Brandon Miller seems to be in a little bit better position to maybe be able to add some more minutes in tomorrow's game and moving forward. But yeah, that's you know, Marcus Sasser is their best shooter for Houston, and he brings so much that now Auburn got a chance there, got an opportunity.
Well, answer me this, and you've answered it in part, but you know, sitting at the end of the bar, I'm saying, like, why did he play?
I thought Sasser would have sat out a lot,
but they would have helped, wouldn't they?
I thought Sasser would have sat out in that matchup, and that's, you know, when I look at Brandon Miller in his situation, you couldn't really tell. I guess Coach Nato said it happened in the championship game. I didn't really see where it happened or him grimacing. So that's why it seems to be he's in a little better position. So to answer why did he play, that's the tricky thing about that. Because you can play and it feels fine. And then all of a sudden, boom, it just a tweak here because of the nature of the side-to-side movement, the explosive movements. It's different than, you know, an ankle injury where you know exactly, you know, the swelling and you kind of just fight through it.
Sasser said today he's 100%, which there's no way he could be.
He can't be 100%. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing with an injury like that, like a muscle injury. The adrenaline doesn't push you through. And I think that it's because you physically can't. It just halters you from doing those types of explosive movements.
So we'll go to Alabama. Better than Sasser, but still limited. Playing a Maryland team that it's been all over the place this year, but it's had some good wins. How does it affect that game tomorrow night?
Well, when you look at what Alabama got from Noah Clowney shooting the three-point shot, Noah Gurley shooting the three-point shot, there's so much offensive production that Coach Oates can go to. And Nick Pringle, think of that athletic. He gives you 19 and 15 rebounds in that game. I get it. That was a 16 seed.
Sure.
And everybody got a chance to play well. And Amari Burnett, who is coming off of an injury. So moving forward, Maryland doesn't score a lot of points. Matter of fact, 75% of their points come from four guys. So they want to play slow. And I just think Alabama has the ability to wear you down over the course of 40 minutes with Brandon Miller or without Brandon Miller. And the one thing about Brandon Miller in that situation, like he didn't feel like he had to take over in their first round matchup. I feel like if it does get close, you're going to see him do what he's done all year, put the team on his back if he has to.
So flipping to the earlier game tomorrow night in Birmingham, how does it help Auburn against Sasser in Houston?
Well, he's their best shooter, right? He's averaging 17 points a game, 42%. I think for Auburn, you know, Houston gets on the glass, great offensive rebounding team, and they're a great defensive team. So they just lock you down. You cannot settle for quick shots. You've got to be able to move the ball side to side. I think Alan Flanagan is going to be huge. He had a great game in the first round. Alan Flanagan for Auburn affects the game on so many levels. When he is in aggressive mode, gets to the basket, I think that's going to be key because Houston is going to fight you every step of the way. And it's very easy to get in a game where, okay, we don't want to try to get to the rim, get to the free throw line. We'll just settle for these jump shots. That's been an issue for Auburn this year, too.
We're talking to Pat here. Let's talk about tonight. We're under an hour away from Providence in Kentucky. Shouldn't be a problem for the Cats. We said that a year ago.
Well, yeah, exactly. It shouldn't be. And it's interesting. So Bryce Hopkins is All Big East was with Kentucky last year. Mm-hmm. He's going to match up against Jacob Toppin. That's going to be a fantastic matchup. You know, Bryce Hopkins is a big, strong guy, likes to get to the rim, can shoot it a little bit. Providence, they're a good rebounding team, however, not great. Kentucky, when they're at their best, they're getting on the glass because you can't depend on 3-point shots. Like, you never know when you're going to go cold. So what else can you do? And Kentucky's a team that can do that. Here's what worries me, though, about this game. Kentucky struggles when they got to guard the basketball, get down, and Providence gets to the free throw line 22-plus times a game, mid-20s. So they're going to try to attack you. When Kentucky struggled this year, it was because they didn't defend as well as they should. And that's what Coach Cal's teams do. Going back to the UMass days, when I played them in 96, they had Marcus Camby. They defended and they rebounded. And this team here does not defend like most of Coach Cal's teams. And then you add in they don't have the dynamic sort of offensive players that Cal has had in the past. But they do have that recipe of offensive rebound. And if they want to defend, well, let's see it tonight. How much do you want it?
That is tonight. It is the only SEC team playing. Now, we've talked about two of the other games. Some of the other games to talk about. Tennessee-Duke.
Duke is – they got tons of size. They're athletic. They defend really well. They're young. That's the issue with Duke. They've got young talent. Tennessee's one of the few teams that can match them in size. And I think Jemai Meshack, Tennessee, when Zakai Ziegler went out, Meshack entered, played more minutes at the point guard position, which allowed Vescovi now to run around, get open for some of his jump shots. So I think Meshack is going to be key tonight. Duke plays a 6'5 freshman point guard who's emerged. The other thing Duke has, Jeremy Roach, who's a creative scorer. Something that Tennessee doesn't have, really. They have a lot of guys. Throw it to them, get them open, they can make a bucket. But this kid, Jeremy Roach, you're going to have to run him around screens, chase him around all day, make life difficult for him. I like Tennessee in this game. I know everybody else is thinking Duke because they, you know, win the ACC championship. But the size that Tennessee can throw at you and the depth, Paul, Duke only plays about six guys. So you get a couple guys in foul trouble, it's a different type of game.
A couple other games quickly to throw at you before you get back to work. Arkansas.
That's it.
Oh, my goodness.
I picked them.
This is a great game.
To beat Kansas. And the reason why is the defensive versatility. Everybody knows the Hogs, if they're going to advance, it's on their defense. It's not really their offense. Their defense creates their offense. Kansas doesn't have that traditional postman that they always have, a big guy they throw it to and play around him and off him. They have great perimeter players. 6'8", Jalen Wilson. 6'7", Grady Dick, who's a great shooter. Arkansas has multiple guys, 6'6" to 6'8", that can match up defensively. And one more stat to throw at you. Arkansas is a great one-on-one defensive team. Kansas assists on 60% of their made shots. And so now, if Arkansas can play you one-on-one, no need for help. Now it's mano a mano. Can Kansas do that the entire 40-minute game, beat Arkansas's long defenders?
Final game, I think it's the final game, Missouri-Princeton. Game.
No, yeah, I mean, how about that? How about Mizzou? Sweet 16. Princeton, you know, the old Princeton offense, so they don't really run the old Princeton offense. They have a big guy, 6'8", that they run everything through him, Princeton does. I do feel like even though Missouri lacks true size, they've got Kobe Brown at 6'8". They got Muhammad Diarra at 6'10". So they can battle in the paint against Princeton. And it comes down to those guards. And they get in passing lanes. Missouri does. They're playing with as much confidence as anybody in the country. So it's a pretty good matchup, I think, for Missouri. I really do think it's a good matchup because they make you play how they play. They're not going to change for anybody.
I've heard you with optimism on every single.
I feel good.
Thrown at you.
I feel good. And no, I haven't had any green beer on St. Patty's Day. It's just I'm very optimistic about.
Well, there's reason. The SEC. I mean, it couldn't have gone much better for some of these schools.
True.
Great stuff. We'll see you later.
All right. Thanks, Paul.
Patrick Bradley joining us on.
My middle name is Henry, too. So there you go. Patrick Henry Bradley.
A great American statesman. Patrick Bradley Henry.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back, and we still have time for you to jump on board here at 855-242-7285. Let's check out John in St. Louis on this Friday afternoon. Hey, John. John,
hey,
you there?
Hey, Paul, how are you?
We're doing great,
Paul,
thank
I'm
you.
Here. Paul, I was going to ask you, did you ever have an opportunity to interview and have any lengthy discussions with Howard Cosell back in the early 70s?
I had one encounter with Howard Cosell, and it was incredibly memorable. It was late 70s, right after I got out of school. I was covering a game in Dallas, and I ran into him and had a lengthy conversation. It was a couple hours before the game, and he was just literally doing nothing in a. And we talked at great length, and it was incredibly memorable. He was somebody that I looked up to and admired and consumed everything he said and did.
Well, that's good to hear, Paul, because, you know, a lot of people really didn't have a very high opinion of Howard. They thought Howard was a windbag and kind of a know-it-all guy from the East Coast, but I always thought Howard had a lot of I guess you'd say a lot of insight into.
Yeah, for those who don't know who we're talking about, Howard Cosell was one of the original commentators on Monday Night Football.
He was
a Brooklyn lawyer who had a nasal voice. There was an old line on Howard Cosell I remember very well. A comedian once said, some people hate Howard Cosell like poison, and some people just hate him regular.
There you go.
I mean, nobody liked him, but...
No.
And ultimately, his career crashed and burned. He became very very much like Jim from Tuscaloosa. He became very bitter in his old age, attacked everything, and was really a sad farewell.
Anyway, well, I'm glad you had a high opinion of Howard, because I think he was one of the most underrated... And before his time, Paul, he kind of pushed the envelope on a lot of issues.
Oh no, Howard Cosell today would be at the epicenter of sports if he was doing what he did then at a moderately middle aged position.
Have a good weekend.
Thank you very much. Great call. Fascinating. Handsome Joe is up next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. And hey, I've been listening to the show all day. I've been home. I ain't left. I ain't went nowhere. I've been glued to the radio and TV, both. And because when I'm in the room, I watch it. Well, when I'm out of the room, I got my radio on. So I'm listening and watching today. But hey, happy St. Patrick's Day. I'm going to start off with that. And I don't know if you're wearing anything gray or not today. It don't look like you. Well, I ain't either. Nobody's perfect. But. Hey, I'm getting ready to watch that Kentucky-Providence basketball game and the LSU-Texas A&M baseball game, which I think is going to be a barn burner, because both those are pretty good teams. But, you know, Legend, you know, he made a bold prediction the other day, you know, saying all the SEC teams would lose except Alabama. That was a pretty bold statement to make. So, you know, I gave him kudos for that one, but he knew the odds of that one. You know, I think he knew it when he said it. The odds of that happening was, you know, slim to none. But, hey, and I said, hey, I'm forever SEC team. I hope we go down the Final Four and all SEC teams. That's what I'm hoping for. But I heard Larry today, and it seems like he's still drinking. Hey, he don't need to be boating and drinking. That's for sure, Paul. He don't need to do that, man. Because when he, for one thing, when he drinks, he just sounds like a jabber lip. You know what I mean? He just, you know, jabbers and jabbers. And I don't even know if he remembers what he says. But I do like Larry. I've always liked Larry. And I don't know what reason I've ever done and made him not like me. But other than he's just jealous because I'm more handsomer than he is, the only thing I can think of. But the only thing I can tell Larry is this. Hey, there's always going to be – hey, there's a lot of people better looking than me. And it ain't my fault that I'm better looking than Larry. But anyway, you have a good weekend, Paul. Roll Tide.
John is up next. Hey, John.
Mr. Feinbaum?
Yes, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm going back earlier in your show. I just wanted to correct something on the Alabama-Notre Dame series with Bear Bryant.
Right.
He actually lost to him four times. He lost to him in 76 by 3 points, and he said after that, I don't think I'll be around for the four-pointer, which would have been 1980, which he was. And they lost 7-0 in Birmingham.
Oh, you're right. I should have remembered that game because I was at that game. I do not remember the 76 game. But in 1980, everybody had pinned that as the game of the century. And then Alabama, I believe, lost the week before to Mississippi State.
Yeah, and that particular game prevented Alabama from playing Georgia in the yeah. Sugar Bowl as the reigning two-time national champ.
You're right. That was rather faulty of me not to remember. The 76 game, for some reason, I have no recollection of. I was still in college, so I guess I wasn't paying much attention to what Alabama was doing. But the 80 game, I definitely remember well. Alabama was shut out, I think, in that game, weren't they?
7-0.
Yeah. That's a shutout.
Yeah, and I just want to remind you, I haven't called you in a long time, but I'm the guy from Albertville that was raised with the Hanna Boys.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a long time. I've been listening to your show, but I've been all over the place.
Well, thank you for...
I still catch you everywhere I am.
Well, thank you for reminding me of that and for correcting us, because I would not want to miss something as important as how many times Coach Bryant played Alabama. He never beat them. Finally, I think in what year was it? 80. I think it was 86. Alabama played Notre Dame again in Legion Field and finally beat them that year. Ron is in Virginia. Hey, Ron, go right ahead.
Mr. Paul, longtime caller, sir.
Thank you.
Your show is the pinnacle show of all time, Mr. Paul. I just want to ask you a question, go back in time. You're a few years older than me. I want to ask you if you remember this commercial. It was a soap rabbit that if you threw water on it, it grew fur. It was called Fuzzy Wuzzy. Do you remember that, Paul?
I do not. My parents must not have allowed me to see that commercial.
Yes. Yes, sir. And going off on that, I have a question I've been dying to ask you. Is I know you're from Memphis. You're a Tennessee man.
Right.
If you had to choose who was a better coach, just kind of tough, is Philip Fulmer or Johnny Majors? Who would you pick, Paul?
I would go with Philip Fulmer. He was more consistent. I don't think he was quite as volatile as Majors, and I think that was proven. I mean, they both have a national championship, but I think Phillip's tenure at Tennessee was better than Majors.
Yes, sir. You know, I talked to a friend of mine from Decatur, Alabama. I asked him the same question about Bear Bryant and Nick Saban, and I was kind of blown away. And you know, he's like you; he was honest. I says, which one would you pick, Bear Bryant or Nick Saban? He didn't even hesitate. He said he would pick Bear Bryant. What do you think of that, Paul?
Yeah, that is a very difficult debate because you're encompassed. I mean, we're talking about a coach who is still in his prime versus one who has been dead for 40 years. So it's very difficult.
Sir.
I think there are a lot of pros and cons for both, and I feel comfortable in in going down that list, having covered both briefly at least, I think Saban, Saban's record is extraordinary. Brian, it was they were coaching. They coached in different eras, but I will say this: I think I would probably lean towards Saban, but okay. I also believe that Bryant's legacy, the fact that we're still talking about him 40 years after his death, speaks for itself. I have no idea what impact Nick Saban will have 40 years from now, but I don't think it's going to be what Bryant has.
Yes, sir. One last thing. I have a joke for you, Paul.
Go.
All right. A man rode into town on his horse on Friday, left the next day on Friday. How could that be?
I don't know. yeah. I think I got it. Go ahead and tell everybody. I don't want to get fired for revealing the joke.
The horse's name was Friday.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Ron, Comedy Club is waiting for you. Open mic night on Monday. We'll take a break. More to come right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network, beginning at 3 Eastern.